Hello, this is Ethan Nadelman. I'm head of the Drug Policy Alliance, the leading organization in the United States promoting alternatives to the war on drugs. We began in the last year to have a number of web chats with prominent individuals who we think have some interesting things to say about drugs and drug policy. Today's guest, I'm very happy to say, is Eric Schlosser. Eric Schlosser is somebody who achieved a great amount of fame, actually, with his book Fast Food Nation a couple of years ago. It's still, you see it on the best-selling paperback list. It's had a huge impact in American society. And then it was wonderful that he followed that book up with another book called Reefer Madness. And Reefer Madness, you know, there was a good part about the war on marijuana, but also partly about two other industries that I'll ask Eric to talk about a little bit. And that book itself made it to the bestsellers list, perhaps the only book to on marijuana and marijuana law reform to land up on the New York Times bestsellers list ever or certainly in many years. So, Eric, welcome on the show, and thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So, Eric, tell me, when was it? I mean, I remember you first writing about this in the Atlantic Monthly about 10 years ago in an article, I think, that won a number of awards. But what was it that first engaged you about this issue that got you to focus months and even years of your life on it?
It was the editor of the Atlantic Monthly at the time, Bill Whitworth. Mm-hmm. I really had written one short piece for the Atlantic Monthly. I was just starting out as a journalist. And the editor of the Atlantic, Bill Whitworth, called me up one morning in 93 and said, Eric, is there anyone in prison right now for marijuana? And I said, I have no idea. And he said, well, why don't you find out? And, I mean, I'd smoked pot. You know, I knew a little bit about pot, but I didn't think about it much, and I didn't know the answer at all. And so I was amazed a decade ago to find out not only were there people in prison for marijuana, but there were more people than at any time in American history, and some of them were getting life sentences without parole. And it was incredible to me that, you know, that I didn't know that. I consider myself relatively well-informed and a journalist and lots of friends who are journalists. My friends didn't know that either. And so that was the beginning of a big investigative piece for the Atlantic Monthly that came out in 1994 called Reefer Madness, about marijuana. And that was my beginnings of thinking about the underground economy and about black markets, because For that Atlantic piece, I set it in Indiana, where there's just this huge, huge marijuana industry that, again, I didn't know anything about. And I just figured, my God, if there's a huge black market in Indiana, which is this all-American-looking, largely rural state, then the black market in the rest of America, especially New York City, must be huge.
Yeah, yeah. I remember being somewhat surprised in your book, because, you know, we tend to think about Hawaii and California as the famous marijuana growing areas, but you basically argue that it was really the center of the country where this stuff was going on, and where you had just good old down-home farmers who were doing this stuff.
Yeah, and, you know, no one knows for sure. I mean, whenever you have an underground and black market activity, it's impossible to come up with hard numbers, and it's impossible to know exactly where the center of marijuana distribution is. But I spent time with DEA agents and with academics in the Midwest who really told me incredible stories about the amount of pot being grown there. And it makes sense. I mean, this is an area that is the breadbasket of the United States, and the same growing conditions that are wonderful for corn are wonderful for marijuana. And especially during the 1980s, there were a lot of farmers, thanks to the farm crisis, looking for extra sources of money. And, you know, growing marijuana became one. So you wouldn't expect it to find it there, but if you look at Missouri and southern Illinois and Indiana, Kentucky, huge, huge amounts of marijuana are being grown there. It's a multi-billion dollar industry.
Yeah, I remember there was a more academic book, I think Ralph Weisheit, his name was, who wrote about the rural marijuana industry. You know, what was it like?